Chapter 11. When Israel was a boy, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more they called them, the more they went away from them. They kept sacrificing to the Baal images and offering sacrifices to the graven images. But it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them in my arms. And they did not acknowledge that I had healed them. With the ropes of men I kept drawing them, with the cords of love, and I was to them like one lifting a yoke from their jaws, and I gently brought food to each one. They will not return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria will be their king, because they refused to return to me. And a sword will whirl against his cities, and destroy his bars, and devour them because of their schemes. My people are bent on unfaithfulness to me. Though they called them upward, no one rises up. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboiim? I have had a change of heart. At the same time, my compassions are stirred. I will not vent my burning anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, for I am God, and not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come against you in fury. They will walk after Jehovah, and he will roar like a lion. When he roars, his sons will come trembling from the west. They will tremble like a bird when they come out of Egypt, like a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will settle them in their houses, declares Jehovah. Ephraim has surrounded me with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah still roams with God, and he is faithful to the Most Holy One.